This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, September 14th. God's word for you today is newness. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 13, verse 14 to 15. And it says, after Lot had gone, the Lord said to Abraham, look as far as you can see in every direction, north and south, east and west. I am giving all this land, as far as you can see, to you and your descendants as a permanent possession. Why sometimes is it so difficult to bring change into our lives? I was having a conversation with Pastor Craig Rochelle about organizational change, and honestly, he's an amazing thinker. When I left his office that day, my head was buzzing and I was writing. There is too much to do. The life that is not driven is the life that cannot see. People feel life is boring because they cannot see. Life is only dull to people who cannot see. Today, you will get sight in the name of Jesus. So I asked Pastor Craig why it is so difficult for people to change, and he said something very profound. He said, change is not always difficult. Have you noticed that if a man tells his wife, who is driving a jalopy, that he's just bought her a brand new SUV, she does not struggle with that change. The woman would change instantly, have no struggles, and we have no issues forgetting the jalopy. He said, have you noticed that when we do things that we find palatable, change is not an issue? Therefore, the problem is not with change. Everybody can change easily. I walked out of that conversation thinking about so many things. One of the things I was thinking about is, the truth is, change is easy. When two things are in place, firstly, when we consider the new desirable, we can take the bold steps. Secondly, when we do not need to do the heavy lifting, we can take bold steps. Change becomes easy when someone else has done the heavy lifting, because the heavy lifting is usually where the challenge is. But when we can see the new as desirable and we are empowered to do what we need to do, then we can take the bold steps to bring into fruition what we desire in our lives, and we can apply this in every area of life. To take bold steps, we need to see and we need to do. It is simple, but not simplistic. The challenge is that most times we do not see, even with God. God wants to move you from location A to location B, but God needs you to see where He is taking you. Why? It is because you cannot access the next level until you see the next level. We are in a season of new beginnings. God is causing newness to burst out in our lives in Jesus' name. Isaiah 43 verse 19 says, for I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. What do you see for the remaining part of the year, for your life, for your finances? What do you see? You will actually get what you see. Did you say amen, or I reject it in Jesus' name? The truth is, you will get what you see. So you need to begin to align it with what God sees about you. When you look at your children, at your marriage, what do you see? Because you will get what you see. Let us pray. Father, please give me eyes that see, ears that hear, and hands that do, because all are gifts from you. I step into the new in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.